Hello and welcome. My name is Eric Crane with Sports Management Worldwide, and tonight we're going to talk about how you, the listener, can get into professional sports in a number of different ways. Our website is www.smww.com, and I'm joined by Dr. Lynn Lashbrook and Matt Brock. And with me now, Dr. Lashbrook has 33 years of experience in sports management, and he founded the campaign to bring Major League Baseball to Portland, Oregon. He teaches at Western Oregon and Eastern Oregon, and formerly at Oregon State University. He's the president and founder of Sports Management Worldwide. And I got a question for you, Dr. Lashbrook. How did this company start?
Well, Eric, as you know, I spent 20 years on campus as an athletic director at two different universities, and I was a coach and academic advisor and compliance officer. And then I joined a sports management group out of St. Louis, Jim Steiner. He had clients like Jerry Rice. And in 5 years, I had 20 players in the NFL, from first-rounders to free agents, Brian Dawkins, Mark Fields out of Washington State, and Alex Van Dyke. And I went to the Jerry Maguire movie, and I realized that this could be a popular opportunity to take my online education expertise and help people learn how to be agents and then set up an agency so that we could serve as clients. And when I did that, as we started growing our company, I started the concept about 5 years ago, but the last 2 years, Sports Management Worldwide was formed with some investors with the idea that we could be a worldwide agency. And as we grew, we realized also that there's other career opportunities, that colleges aren't offering sports courses, both for the college student, for college credit, or those that are out in careers that really have an appetite to get into sports. And so we started adding other courses, and it's just been exploding ever since. And it's an exciting company, and it feels good to be an entrepreneur.
Definitely, and like I said, the website is www.smww.com if you want to jump on there and take a look during the show. I also want to welcome in Matt Brock. Matt played in the NFL for 8 years as a defensive lineman from 1989 to 1996 with the Green Bay Packers and the New York Jets. Matt went to the University of Oregon and currently assists and advises our agent advisors around the world at Sports Management Worldwide. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Dr. Lashbrook, tell us a little bit about Matt and the company and his role in the company and how he advises people across the nation and the world.
When I was representing my 20 clients, I realized it was difficult to give the one-on-one mentoring. Also, as much experience as I had in life and education and raising children, I didn't have the experience of a former NFL player. And when Matt came to our company and took our course, we realized that we could bring Matt into our company on our football agency side. When we talk to families and players, Matt can give the true story of what it's like preparing for the draft, going in the draft, and playing in the NFL, and also the challenges of post-career planning, if I may. And so we decided if we're going to do this right and change the agent world, which sometimes is pretty sleazy, if I may, we just think that players need a one-on-one approach. And so what we're trying to do is get people in life that have integrity, that have a passion. So then we sit down with their relationship and kind of co-represent. Not only do we bring the technical support, but they bring the relationship and understand the family dynamics. And that's something that Matt understands better than most agents because he actually played in the NFL.
Yeah, Matt, and what do you have to add to that?
Well, you know, during my career in the NFL, I've seen a lot of guys come and go. I've seen a lot of bad deals happen, come and go. I've seen and experienced the bad side of agents, put it that way. My first agent when I was coming out of school, I was kind of naive and, you know, picked a guy in the wrong merits, put it that way, and ended up switching agents and went to a great guy. But the thing that I've discovered is that, you know, 40 years old comes at you in a hurry. And anything you can do to help a young man on the right path, whether it's with his football career and his post-football career, because that happens sooner than most people think. The average career is about 3 years. Anything you can do to help them through that time in the league and make them realize that their future life is just as important as their present life, to make plans for that, you know, then I've been successful. If I can help a young man realize maybe the mistakes that I made and avoid them, and just to really treat them fairly and ethically and do things the right way. The athlete is the important one. There's a right way to make a commission and a wrong way. And, you know, I would... personally, at Sports Management Worldwide or myself, the basic foundation that we run on is a very ethical foundation, so one of trust and integrity. And I think that's what a lot of guys are looking for. That's what a lot of guys get burned by, and that's why a lot of guys fire their agents.
Well, most definitely. I agree with that. And Dr. Lashberg, can you talk a little bit about being an agent, the experience that goes along with that? And also for the listener out there that's wondering, you know, I don't buy this. How could I be an agent? I don't have a law degree. I may not even have the best college degree, or I had a degree that's out of my realm or out of the sports realm. How can you reiterate the importance and actually the opportunity to get into the agent business?
Well, after I had my 20 players in 5 years, and Jim Steiner, my mentor, has hundreds of players over the years in the NFL, and there's many registered agents in the NFLPA that don't even have a client. Many of them are attorneys. It's really about relationships and honesty. And so when people are not sure they can get in this, we're the only company in the world that provides this opportunity. And I basically used Southwest Airlines as my mentor. They took the paradigm and they said, we're going to throw peanuts on the floor and we're going to make it cheaper, safer, and faster. And 30 years later, they're truly the only ones making money. Our goal with Sportsman Worldwide is to cross the lines, whether it's culture or race, is that we want diversity in our company, and we want people to understand and know their athlete and the dynamics and the family dynamics and serve them for life, not just while they're playing. And Matt's absolutely right. There's a lot that goes on. Each individual has so many challenges. There's no way one super agent or one agency can do it all. And now that the draft and the collective bargaining agreements, there's so much slotting. The contract itself is not as important sometimes as the mentoring and the monitoring to help them set up their careers afterwards. Because the one thing we guarantee everybody, they won't play forever.
Right. And let's talk about a little bit about the program. Now, I know it's an 8-week online accredited course. You can take it for college credit through Western Oregon University. And why don't you talk a little bit about the program, how it works, the delivery method of the program itself, entirely online. We use an online discussion board in a program that's called WebCT, and you get on, you can do it 24 hours a day. Why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, the concept behind that and the benefits of taking an online course at your convenience?
Well, we're really proud. Online education is an absolute revolution going on in our world. We have students all over the world, whether it's China or Croatia or Honduras or Mexico. We have students, and we do something that nobody's ever really tried before. We do an online audio chat right with a $7 microphone on your computer, and we have a worldwide audience, and we do kind of our own talk radio show like we're doing now, and everybody participates. But that, along with asynchronous learning, it's only 2 to 4 hours a week minimum. Most people put more time in, but we've had such positive feedback. Eric, we've had over 1,000 students go through our program. Everybody loves our concept. We jokingly say you can go in at midnight or you can go at 6 in the morning, but we really believe it's about learning, not just about teaching. And our concepts are signature, and our courses, because you can do them without quitting your day job, people are more and more realizing they can learn a new career without being irresponsible to their families and to their revenue streams they already have.
And one thing I just wanted to add to that is really, you know, the program is one thing, the education, the background, the history of sports agents, really the nuts and bolts of it. But what happens after our course is finished as far as our new agent advisor program is probably one of the most important pieces to that. I mean, anybody can teach you the business. Anybody can tell you what to expect. But putting that into a practical sense is another story altogether. Making that call to the scout, trying to get that free agent out there to the pro teams to get them noticed. What happens after the program in our agent advisor program is probably just as important as the education itself. And that's really where I kind of step in and take care of our agents, take care of the athletes, speak to them, tell them what to expect, what to do, who to call, make some phone calls on their behalf, but really try to help them become independent. You know, we're not there to hold people's hands the whole time, okay? But if someone just trained you in the business and then kicked you in the butt and said, adios, go get yourself some athletes, that's a tough nut to crack. And that's what I think is one of the downfalls of the agent business, is that there's so many people that are ill-prepared to deal with really just even the relationships, talking to athletes, talking to moms and dads, which are very important.
And also, Eric, we all our agent advisors are on our website. We bring them leads almost on a daily basis. We help them get their first clients, and they'll bring relationships to us. We co-represent. We always say we don't Don King, our agent advisor. If they develop, they have successes, they can start their own agency. We're interested in doing it right, teaching people how to do it right. But people with careers are great mentors for young athletes, and that's why we like our business model. And we believe worldwide we become kind of an eBay for athlete, agent, advisor, and team. If a kid can't play in the NBA, there's a good chance he might or she might be able to play in Europe. And that's in all sports, and that's what we're doing. And because we're the first ones there and we're growing so nicely, we think we have a chance to position ourselves as truly the worldwide leader in online education.
And we're not just talking about the NFL either. We're also talking about, you know, the NBA, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball. I know that you have told me that we get athletes on a daily basis coming to our website for referrals. And if you're an athlete or if you're somebody who wants to be an agent, you can call 877-SMWW now. We have people standing by to take your call right now. Matt, why don't you talk a little bit more about the agent side of things and what you can do for the people out there?
Well, you know, a lot of guys, when they're looking at representing athletes, guys or girls, either way, they're always looking at that first-round pick, that first or second-round pick, that $15 million contract, things like that. Let's face it, you know, the household names in the sporting industry, especially the NFL, are really about 5 to 10% of the players. There's about 80% of the guys, 85% of the guys that are really blue-collar guys, such as myself when I played. I wasn't really a household name. And the guys that play for 10 years, that come from out of nowhere and play for quite a long time that nobody hears about. Let's face it, there's tons of stories. Everyone knows, you know, Carl Mecklenburg. Maybe some of the younger listeners don't know about that, but he was a 12th-round pick in the NFL and ended up in the Hall of Fame. Terrell Davis, 6th-round pick for Denver Broncos. Let me see. The quarterback for the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Kurt Warner.
Thank you very much. When I was in Green Bay, he got cut from our team and went to the Arena Leagues and ended up, look at him now.
And everybody knows his story, throwing toilet paper rolls across the supermarket, and next thing you know, he's playing arena, and then next thing you know, he's a Super Bowl MVP.
Well, he makes some pretty good throws with toilet paper.
Definitely. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
But when people come to us, you know, and they're looking, well, this guy's in the Arena League. Oh, he's in the CFL. You know, I got nothing here. Always remember that those guys blossom. There's a lot of guys that blossom that turn into really good players in the NFL or whatever sport. And they also have brothers and sisters and cousins and things like that. You do a good job for one, word of mouth travels very fast.
Relationships.
The chances of somebody getting a client and building, we don't guarantee how many clients you'll get, but we really do. You'll have an opportunity to have clients. And every client, like Matt said, has a teammate and a roommate. And once you get in that business, it's kind of like Walmart starting out in small towns and building into the largest Fortune 500 company. We really believe what we're doing, and no different than Nike's, a footprint around the world. We really believe that we have a chance to take all these developing countries. There's great athletes over there that really haven't a chance to perform because they haven't had the equipment, but they have the athleticism. And our goal with through agent advisors all over the world is to make those relationships and do a good job and not only teach them how to do a good job on the field, but also a career afterwards.
So let me get this straight. The listener out there or the person that might be checking out our website, What they're thinking is, this can't be possible. I can't be an agent in 8 weeks. I can't be an actual agent advisor in this amount of time. This sports dream is a pie in the sky. It can't happen. What do you have to say to that person?
Well, I tell them it's not rocket science. You know, sports, through ESPN and everything, the business of sports has grown. And for years, it's always been you had to be the athlete. Excuse me, Matt. But not just because you didn't play in the NFL doesn't mean a man or a woman couldn't be an agent, et cetera.
Absolutely.
And so what we're finding out right now is that it's such an exciting passion for so many people, and now through online education, they have a chance to break into this. And we tell everybody not to quit their day job. Whatever our courses are, we're trying to be responsible, and online education is the only way that you can actually do this. And if you've never taken online before, I can only tell you, I will guarantee you will love the experience. We've had thousands of people go through our program. I've never had anybody call up and say, this was a terrible experience. They love it. Education should be exciting and fun. It doesn't have to be laborious and stressful. And whether my students at Western Oregon or anybody else take our courses, if they're not fun, let's don't do it, because we think we can learn and still have a great time.
And what's real quickly here, we just got a real quick minute before we go to a break. What's the process for somebody that wants to enroll in the program? They call up, they call 877-SMWW now, and then what?
Well, we'll call them back and interview them to see if we're a good match for them and answer all their questions. Not only can they call 877-SMWW now, they can go to the website, smww.com, and they can fill out an application. Either way, I call and interview every applicant because we want people to know we're not just a website. We're hands-on, face-to-face. We're here to help you. And with our audio chats, we're the most unique delivery system in the world with our online education. But until you try it, you'll never know what you're missing. And that's why we hope people, as they do every day, continue to sign up for our courses as we try to lead them down a direction of another career path to fulfill a passion that they are missing in their life.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's very exciting. The concept's exciting. And when we come back here in a little bit, we're going to talk about how you can get into work in the front office of your favorite team through the Sports Revenue Management Program. And we're going to talk to Brett Pulverosa. He's a consultant actually out of Portland, Oregon. He owns Grip Incorporated, and he's an executive trainer for several pro sports teams all over the nation, as well as we're going to discuss our baseball GM and scouting program with ESPN's Rob Nyer. He facilitates that program as well. And Dr. Lashbrook, real quick before we get out of here, for a break, what's your closing comments on your agent advisor program?
The closing comments is I think we're revolutionizing the agent industry and more of a one agent per player. There's too many players that are falling through the cracks. There's too many tragedies out there, and you have to be able to intervene. And I know Matt has been in the business a long time and knows that when you have 50 clients, it's difficult.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's for the person just maybe starting out in a business, it's all about relationships. It's all about, you know, the trust, the family is very important. But again, when you start out with an arena football player, a CFL football player, the trickle-down effect is there. They know friends, they recommend you to people, and, you know, there's been thousands of people who've got their start and that are working with us right now.
And we're talking to NFL players for next year that are that should be high draft picks. That's how exciting our program is.
Excellent. 877-SMWW now, www.smww.com. Let's go to a break. Sports Radio 1080 The Fan. Welcome back, everyone. We are discussing sports management worldwide, and we're going to let you know how you can get into the work in the front office of your favorite team through our Sports Revenue Management Program. We're going to talk to Brett Pulverosa as well as discuss our baseball GM and scouting program with ESPN's Rob Nyer. First, let's welcome in Brett via phone from Chicago, where he is currently working with the Chicago White Sox. Brett is the president of Grip Incorporated, which is located here in Portland, Oregon, and he works with sports teams around the country in sales and marketing. Brett has been working in sports for over 10 years, first in minor league baseball, and then he made the jump to the NBA with the Portland Trailblazers. Pulverosa has also worked in the Western Hockey League, as well as facilitating the sales and marketing of not one, but two USGA golf championships. Brett, welcome, and thanks for joining us this evening.
Eric, glad to be here. Thank you for the nice introduction.
Well, thank you for staying up with us. Hey, we'd like to know, how can you help the person out there who dreams about working for their favorite sports team?
Well, it's not easy getting your foot in the door with a sports organization. And if any of our listeners are out there and they've maybe tried to drop off their resume to, you know, the Trailblazers or even somewhere like the Portland Beavers or the Winter Hawks, it's tough to get your foot in the door unless you have the right contacts or a specific skill set. And if your neighbor's uncle isn't the vice president of marketing at the Blazers, or your mom doesn't get her nails done, or your dad, I suppose, but your mom doesn't get her nails done by a lady who she knows who's the HR director for the Beavers, it's darn near impossible getting your foot in the door. So what we are trying to do with the Sports Revenue Management Program is to provide people a specific skill set that then they can put on their resume, and that will help them get noticed by the decision makers at these sports teams throughout the country.
And as we talked about earlier in our first segment, our agent advisor program is an 8-week online accredited course, and as well as the Sports Revenue Management Program follows along the same lines. Dr. Lashbrook, what was the kind of start to this program? What was the concept founded on?
Well, we watched Brett perform for years when he was with GameFace, and we've always felt in our company that we branded after we developed the agent program, we realized there's people that want to get into sports that don't want to be a sports agent. And the next way to do it is to try to get them, as Brett says, a skill set. And as we started building our program, Brett, who has developed a very successful firm with Grip, we sat down and talked about our online components and his expertise. And the more we talked, the more we liked the idea that reaching out around the world, that we can actually train people online. And so we're doing the online, and Brett's bringing the expertise, and we're very, very fortunate to have Brett with us.
Yeah, and Brett, thanks again for joining us and staying up late. I know you're in Chicago doing some stuff for the White Sox. Can you tell us a little bit about what the prospective student out there listening either on the radio or later on the internet might be able to gain from this program?
Yeah, it's you can have you can be the most go and do your undergraduate degree and have a great bachelor's degree and heck even get a master's of sports administration. But what we want to do is everybody that's going to come to get accepted into our program, they're going to bring a certain what you know, like your educational background, your prior work experience, and that's great. And that's something that you can, you know, and if you can go ahead and get a job with a sports team just with your, you know, bachelor's degree, and great, go ahead and do it. But I know for a fact I've talked to, hundreds of folks that have gone through that situation, and they still have a hard time getting their foot in the door, let alone even an internship. So what we want to do through the program is provide people a well-rounded experience as far as getting training in, promotional events, selling, marketing, database management, grassroots marketing, things like that. And so what we want to do is enhance your current what you know. You're already smart. We want to make you smarter and give you something industry-specific. The other part is what people are usually lacking, at least when they try to get a job in any sports-related organization or somewhere like, you know, ESPN or Nike. You know, you can imagine how many – I know a person who works at the NFL office in New York, and I know how many resumes, unsolicited resumes, they get on a daily basis. You don't want to know the number. It's pretty scary. So what we want to do also through our program is not only enhance their what you know, but also probably the most important job, important aspect of getting a job in sports is the who you know. And that's where everybody's usually lacking. So what we want to do is get to know the students that go through our course intimately through the 8 weeks and the online chats and follow-up phone conversations and find out really, you know, where they live, what sports interest them the most, where would they want to work, what kind of areas interest them the most. And then probably the most important part of the program is we will tap you into our network or our who you know. Because if you already have the who you know, you'd have a job. But if you don't, you need some help, and that's what we can help out on also.
And that's where you come in, is it not, Brett? I mean, before we go to Rob Nyer here in just a moment, why don't you tell us a little bit about your contacts and what you do?
Well, okay, in 1 or 2 minutes here, Eric, it's pretty simple. It's all about the relationships, and I'm working with a couple clubs out here, the White Sox and the minor league baseball team, and I just had dinner with a gentleman tonight, Damon Schultz, who wanted to get into sports. And I met him last summer and worked with him for 3 months, around eight to 12 weeks. And now he's working for the minor league baseball team out here through a recommendation by me. And then another guy I know, he had a job offer at the Florida Marlins because we know the director of sales down there. And he ended up taking a job with a team in Texas, but he had a couple offers just by the contacts that we know. And if we can meet the people and we really like them and they like us and we think they're smart and intelligent and they get it and they're hard working, then we can go ahead and, you know, recommend those folks to our network out there. And that's everything, because they're busy professionals and they don't have any guarantees that the people that they hire are going to be, you know, productive employees in 6 months. But if they can, you know, find somebody and that's recommended to them that has the skill set that they're looking for, it just makes their job a lot easier.
Brett, thank you so much for coming in. And if you're out there and want to call in to 877-SMWW-NOW, that's N-O-W, we have people standing by to take your call. And we're going to help you get a job in professional sports with Brett's assistance, as well as Tom Leip and Dr. Lynn Lashbrook, who's in here in the studio with me right now. And Brett, thanks so much for coming in and making time for us tonight.
Eric, no problem. You guys have a great evening.
Thanks, Brett.
I want to introduce and welcome Rob Nyer. He's ESPN's most respected baseball analyst who appears on ESPN News Weekly with Brian Kenny. Rob is one of baseball's most respected writers and analysts, and he began his career in 1989 working for legendary sabermetrician and now Red Sox executive Bill James. These days, Rob writes at least 4 times a week for ESPN.com, and he's also authored roughly a dozen books, including his latest, The Nyer-James Guide to Pitchers. Rob's extensive knowledge and experience allow him to offer perspectives from both inside and outside, resulting in a nuanced view that is rare among those connected to the game. We are lucky and so excited to have him in our organization as an instructor and a mentor. Rob, are you there?
I am, and thanks for that intro. I think my mom must have written that one.
Hey, Rob, can you briefly discuss the influence of sabermetrics and the influence it has had on baseball and how we are implementing it in our baseball GM and scouting program at Sports Management Worldwide?
Sure. I think that as far as the influence on baseball, I mean, like it goes back to the 1950s with Branch Rickey and the Dodgers, but really it's only in the last 10 to 15 years that it's become a real staple in most organizations, particularly today. I mean, the last 3 or 4 years has been, I don't know if I'd call it a revolution quite yet, but certainly a movement. I would guess roughly a dozen teams right now, maybe more, have somebody in-house specifically assigned to work on statistics, and not just batting average and stuff, but actual sabermetrics. And a dozen teams either have somebody in-house doing that or they have consultants that they pay. So it's become a big part of what roughly half the organization in baseball do on a day-to-day basis. As far as how we incorporate it into the course, I mean, I think that, you know, the fact that I'm involved says a lot, because it's something that I feel strongly about, that sabermetrics has to be a part of a successful organization. I shouldn't say has to. There are different ways to win. Certainly the Twins don't pay that much attention to sabermetrics, and they win. So do a few other clubs. But I think as we go forward, it's going to be clear that if you don't have that in your organization, you're missing an edge you should have.
Oh, right. And Moneyball is one of the books that we use in the course, and Dr. Lashbrook also likes to join in as well, as he's a big baseball guy and helped found the Portland Baseball Group. Dr. Lashbrook, what was part of the inspiration and idea for the baseball GM and scouting program that Sports Management offers?
Well, as you know, we really believe that our online signature training would work for a lot of different avenues. And we looked at the baseball GM, the traditional way of getting a job, is you kind of play your way up the organization. And after becoming friends with Rob and talking to him and picking his brain and explaining to him our online platform, and we really believe you have to go down in the trenches, somebody out there like Rob. And we also have some major league scouts that take our course. And so the students, it's really fascinating to watch Rob's ability to communicate and answer their questions in the online chat. But I know he would say, too, that he grows from the questions. They're very good questions. It's a very educated group. And one of our graduates already has been offered a job with the MLB Scouting Bureau, and others, according to our scouts in our class, definitely could be associate scouts. And I'm just fascinated. The feedback we're getting on the baseball GM course with Rob as a facilitator has actually been overwhelming. I'm curious what Rob thinks of his online experience since it was new to you when you came to our company.
Well, what I found, Dr. Lashbrook, is that it's what's amazing to me is just how much passion the students have. I think it's just an incredible release for a lot of them to have this outlet for their passion. You know, most fans, young people who love the game, they don't really have a lot they can do with it other than go to the games and watch the games on TV and maybe go to discussion boards and write you know, messages about their favorite team. But this gives them not only, you know, with luck and an advantage when they go look to find a job, but a way to sort of serve their passion, to have an outlet for it, and write on the message boards to other students who have the same passion and interact with me and read the books about scouting and sabermetrics. And I mean, the passion that the students have shown, I mean, I guess maybe I'm jealous. I never had a class in college that I liked as much as these students seem to like this one.
Well, and I got to add this, Rob, you know, besides you doing a great job, I'm finding that the feedback from the scouts is how much they learn and grow. And then we have a lot of agent advisors, Eric, that come back and want to grow. We want our agent advisors, we place them around the world. We want them to be knowledgeable in sports so they have a better eye. Not that they're going to replace the scout, but when you're an agent and you understand the game after taking our course, you really become a more credible agent. Advisor, and I think that's working nicely into our company. But the most important thing is people are having fun, and you know, Rob alluded to passion. We really are an outlet for passion. Why shouldn't somebody that didn't play at the major league level include? Why shouldn't they at least have an opportunity where they start out in independent baseball? Why shouldn't people that have passion, knowledge? Why shouldn't they have the opportunity to learn and maybe break into the business? We don't guarantee it, but it definitely enhances. You got to have a ticket to the game in order to catch a foul ball, and I think that's what we're providing with this course.
Yeah, definitely. And Rob, real briefly here, we got about 30 seconds. If you could talk a little bit about scouting and what you kind of bring to the table in the program.
Well, I mean, I have a great deal of passion for not only the sabermetric side of the equation, but also for the scouting. I've read, gosh, I don't know, half a dozen or more books about scouts and scouting over the years. And as anybody from, you know, Theo Epstein to Paul De Podesta in between will tell you, the statistics are just a part of the game. And while it would be foolish, I think, to say that they're equivalent, who knows? It's certainly true that they both play real big roles. And I know that Theo Epstein, for example, places a huge degree of importance on the information he gets from his scouts and the old baseball guys that he has working for him. So that's the message I try to impart to the students.
Rob, thanks for coming in tonight. We know you got your kids and everything going on, so we really appreciate you coming in and love to hear what you think about the program. Thanks a lot for coming down.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Rob.
1080 The Fan, we're going to kick it to a commercial here and come back, and we're going to talk about our basketball GM course and high school athletic director as well as sports broadcasting and have Sally Sullivan on 1080 The Fan.
Now, a 2020 sports update. Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
7:41, I'm Jason Peterson. Update brought to you by Burgerville, where you go when you know. The guys from sports management.
Everyone, Eric Crane here with Dr. Lynn Lashbrook and Matt Brock. We're talking about Sports Management Worldwide, a local Portland, Oregon sports agency and online education center. We're talking about, in this last segment of the program, we're going to talk about our new era high school athletic director program, our sports broadcasting program, where you, the listener out there, can jump into sports broadcasting and do your own webcast of a game of your choice, of a school of your choice. We're also going to talk about our basketball GM and scouting program with Mark Workentine. He's the director of player personnel for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And we're also going to preview our football GM course that's in development, as well as talk about our master's program online with North Central University. And we're going to bring Sally Sullivan in. Dr. Lashbrook, would you like to briefly touch on our sports broadcasting and high school athletic director programs?
Sure, Eric. There's a crisis in the funding of education, whether it's locally here in Portland with the PIL. But if you look at Friday Night Lights and you watch the excitement of what sports can be to a front porch, to a community, we think the new generation high school AD is going to have to come equipped with fundraising techniques. And one of the new techniques out there with the web is what they call webcasting, where you can do play-by-play. I know I wanted to be a play-by-play announcer in high school, and so we're providing a course where we teach students how to learn how to do play-by-play and then go out to high school and actually set up a business model where they go out and sell advertising, et cetera. And it's fascinating. So the parents are driving in Florida on a business trip. They can listen to their son or daughter's game, or the grandmother in North Dakota can either pay to listen or have advertising. It's just fascinating. And we're tying that in with the high school AD because we want the high school AD to be equipped with permission-based marketing. And as a college athletic director, I just think the high school AD is going to have to be more of a college-style AD, raise money, corporate sponsorship, naming rights, et cetera. We can no longer depend on the funding mechanism. Sports is going to have to come up with new solutions. We can't keep doing car washes and cold coffee. We have to come up with new ideas. Both these courses can be taken for college credit, and it's exciting because as we merge the two in the chat, we're helping each other find play-by-play announcers at every high school on Friday night. Should be on the web as a play-by-play as well as coaches' shows.
So we have a funding crisis in high school athletics as well as certain programs getting cut, band uniforms getting cut. You hear all the little horror stories and parents, concerned parents out there. So we see the sports broadcasting as perhaps having at least some sort of remedy for this crisis, do we not?
Well, sure. Without every time I started at a university, you know, first thing, make sure I had the play-by-play and the radio contract. But now with the web, what's exciting about this worldwide is anywhere in the world, You can have play-by-play, and that's what I love about the concept. And every high school, small school or large, should have a play-by-play announcer, whether it's a Booster Club member or a passionate senior that wants to be a play-by-play announcer. Quit waiting for the dream job with ESPN and start your dream job today is our attitude.
Lynn, let's welcome in Sally Sullivan. Sally brings a plethora of experience to sports management worldwide. She was a nationally ranked tennis player, runner, and tennis coach, as well as a sports lawyer who represents athletes and is now an online professor. Sally's passion at this stage in her life is to be a resource to anyone breaking into the business of sports and strives to help, advise, and encourage people wishing to be in the sports industry. Sally, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, guys.
Welcome in.
Hi, Sally.
Sally, can you talk a little bit about North Central University and their online program while we are in the closing moments of our show here?
Yeah, we, Dr. Lashbrook and I, Dr. Lashbrook actually created the relationship, and we put together a series of fabulous programs, wrote the curriculum, and it offers a program where you can get your master's in a sports management type of genre. And what I like about it is that people can come in and we can advise them and almost handpick the courses for them so that they can really tell us what they want to do in sports. And I think that's really important because it's really hard to break into the field of sports. And I think the courses we have are not only academic, but they're practical as well. They're really going to help people go out and maybe get a job in sports.
Yeah, and Sally, I wanted to add, thanks for coming in. I the whole master's degree and the doctorate program, North Central is fully accredited university, and it's online, and we have a lot of fun. But one thing that's most important, I think, is the courses are specialized, they're cutting edge, and anybody that wants a career in college athletics, they need a master's degree. And there's such a shortage of sports management professors, and so when we brought Sally in, she has tremendous experience in sport business, and being one of the first female agents and breaking down those barriers, we have the most diversified classes in sports management in the world. And Sally and I are having a lot of fun with the master's degree and the doctorate. They're both fully accredited. Financial aid is available. And any information you want, you can go to the website, smww.com, or you can call 877-SMWW now. And both of us are interested in helping students learn and have fun. If classes aren't fun, I don't think we should offer them, and that's what's exciting about our signature program. So we really do provide one-stop shopping for our educational opportunities for anybody, no matter what stage in life they are, whatever they want to do in their career in sports, we will advise them. You don't need a master's degree to be an agent, but if you want to be a college AD, you really do need a master's degree.
Yeah, and Lynn and Sally, before we are out of time here, can you both give the listeners out there and the people listening worldwide a reason to seek a higher education in sports and how it will benefit them, besides the obvious reasons of, oh, of course, it's education. Why should someone jump in there and pursue a degree from a university like North Central and courses from sports management?
Well, I'm going to let Sally answer that because when she came to our company, she came with the enthusiasm and saw what we're trying to do and is really not only empowered it, but is really helping us build our curriculum. Sally, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it's just really important. The sports business is very tough to break into. There's a lot of things you need to know. And I think it's one of those things that the more information that you can get, like you get out of our courses, the more helpful it's going to be. One of the things I think that makes our program also very unique is that when you're in the sports business, it's a very relationship type of business. And what we do, and what we do so well, is, you know, where can you find a company where the president is readily available to take a phone call and does on any given day? And Dr. Lashbrook is always available. I will take a call. We really try to personalize our program so we help these people, steer them in the right direction. And I think part of it is what we teach in the classes, which is important. And then it's, I think, our hands-on, our follow-up, our back-office resources that we have in Matt Brock and Bill Kent and our staff. So I think that's what makes us very unique because, once again, you need more education because it's a very hard business to break into. And more importantly, you really need somebody that's going to help you network and connect in that world.
Well, and Sally, one thing I want to add, diversity. We need more females, minority, race, gender, all the diversity that our company believes in. Access to education is really the solution for a new generation of leaders with an ethical compass. And every one of our courses, we deal with the ethical compass. The problems out there, the steroid issue, the scandal after scandal in sports, I'm convinced that we had more women and more fresh faces in leadership positions, sports would have a better curator for the game right now. And I really think that with online, and because people don't have to make a decision immediately to stop what they're doing, to do it gradually, come into our Sunday chats, our worldwide chats, where we have people all over the world, and we talk about the issues of the day, not the issues of a year ago, but the issues of the day. And we've selected great books, and books are fine in these this curriculum, but what we really need is to talk about what happened yesterday, and that's why we're always there for them, and we have a good time. But the degrees hopefully lead to career launches and opportunity to be the best leader in sports, something that everybody should have a passion for.
Thanks, Dr. Lashbrook, for your time. Thank you, Matt Brock, for coming in.
Absolutely.
www.smww.com, 1-877-SMWW-NOW, so that's 877-769-9669 is our phone number, 503-445-7105 locally in Portland. Thank you, Sally Sullivan, for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
And thank you very much. And like we said, if you want to get into sports, we're your ticket. Contact us. We're the number one leader in online sports education. Thanks again, Dr. Lashbrook. 1-877-SMWW now, smww.com. And thank you to 1080 The Fan.